And we're going to talk more about this now with former Senator Bob Graham, who is on the phone from his home outside Miami. He's a Democrat. He's a former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he was a top member of that committee during many of the years at issue here. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
We just heard leaders of the Senate and House Intelligence Committees, at least according to the CIA, received repeated briefings about CIA interrogations. Do you recall those briefings?
Not on the specific subject of interrogation techniques. There were several briefings held on other issues during the period from 9/11 until I left the committee in late 2002, but none on the issue of torture or the specific of whether activities were being taped.
Should you have been told?
Yes, I think we should have been told, and it shouldn't have been just the leadership of the committee. There is a concept called the Gang of Four, which are the leadership of the two intelligence committees, which reviews covert operation. This is where the United States is about to do something that it doesn't want to be publicly identified with. That's a statutory requirement that goes back to the 1970s, but there's no basis when the intelligence communities are engaging in activities other than covert for the full committee not to be briefed as to what's going on. That would then allow there to be some interchange, some discussion, some shared insights and experience applied to the information that you've just received.
You know, we heard Jane Harman, a Democrat, describe some of the ground rules for these briefings. You can't take notes. You can't reveal the information to anybody. I know in many cases that includes members of your own staff. Did you ever feel that those rules made it very difficult for you to keep up with these agencies and what they were doing?
Well, they do make it very difficult. For instance, I don't profess to be an expert on the Geneva Convention. If an issue such as interrogation techniques was being discussed, I'd like to have somebody in the room who is an expert who can comment as to whether we are inside or outside the law in terms of the activities that are being conducted under our name.
Could you walk out of that room and ask an expert?
No. You're prohibited from discussing what you've heard inside that closed hearing with anyone else.
And can you send investigators to look into things that the CIA tells you or doesn't tell you?
Well, you could send investigators. Whether they would be received in a way that would result in them getting some meaningful information is another question. During the inquiry in the 9/11, we ran into repeated instances in which we attempted to get information, which I still think is very important to an understanding of 9/11, and were rebuffed. In one case, the FBI refused to serve a subpoena on an important witness, and they were the only one who could have served it because the man was in their protective custody at the time the subpoena was issued.
So if we assume that checks and balances are part of the purpose here of the way that the system has been set up, is Congress strong enough to provide the occasional check on intelligence agencies?
Well, I think it can be strong enough. The concept of congressional oversight is a product of the Church Committee in the mid-1970s as a result of a series of intelligence failures in the 60s and early 70s. There are some things that need to be done. One, Congress needs to start looking through the front window pane rather than the rearview mirror. I think we've spent historically too much time looking at problems that have already occurred as opposed to anticipating what might be coming in the future.
You mean holding a hearing based on what was in the New York Times the other day rather than trying to figure out the next problem?
Absolutely. And also, all the members of the Intelligence Committee are lay people, and because of the nature of intelligence, they've had very little exposure to these institutions before they are now charged with overseeing them.
Senator, thanks very much. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Good. Thank you.
Former Senator Bob Graham of Florida, Democrat, former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now, if you'd like to learn more about what's known or is not known about the CIA videotapes and read a sampling of opinions from newspaper editorials on this subject, go to npr.org.